You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? I got a really good show for you today because I'm going to start this off with social media enables people to be crybabies. That whole report button, man, they just keep abusing that thing and using it as it's not intended to be used. And that's really all I'm going to say about that part. It's just, wow, just crybaby galore. Oh, he blah, 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 blah. Oh, she said blah, 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 blah. It's just a bunch of tattletale BS. It's not even, how do you say? It's not even useful, really. Because all it does is enable bad people to get away with bad things and to troll other people's accounts by getting them deleted for things they didn't really do. But Twitterist or Twitter, whatever, or just social media altogether decides that they just want a candy account. It's just ridiculous, dude. So somebody said that one of these recent shootings, what, the Walmart one, was by somebody that was a MAGA hat terrorist. Excuse me? A MAGA hat terrorist. You heard me right. So my reply was basically, okay, so anybody can throw on a Make America Great Again hat. Go do a stage thing that looks like unspeakable acts, and all of a sudden they're a terrorist, a MAGA hat terrorist, a Trump supporting terrorist. That couldn't be any further from the freaking truth. Do you really think that Trump supporters are gonna go out, grab their guns, and just start shooting random people in Walmart? How stupid does that even sound coming out of my mouth, much less somebody else's tweet? I mean, like, it sounds really dumb. Let me just put on my MAGA hat so everybody knows that I support Trump while I take this gun and fake shoot people, because we all know that they don't have any proof of that these people are dead. But they're gonna push the narrative anyways. And the narrative was pushed in Philippines. Now, keep in mind that, from what I understand, Philippines is part of America. Now, not directly part of America, but they're basically, we basically adopted them. And if you don't believe me, go look up the facts. Just go look it up, because I discovered this not too long ago. I didn't even know that. I didn't even realize that. But apparently, it's what happened. So which leads me to another point here. You know, I'm at a loss for words right now. I can't even say what's written down right here, okay? They have a hashtag called Massacre Mitch, talking about Mitch McConnell, saying that he's taking funds from the NRA to protect the Second Amendment. And I'm like, and? But then they carry on to say, oh, and how many people have died because of that? Oh my God, it's just, this is all so terrible. So many people are dying. Show me the proof. Show me the death certificates. Allow me to interview the families. You know, if a family member, now this is just my opinion, because if I was in that situation, I would. But if a family member has a recent deceased person, they'd want to be interviewed by the general public, not by some reporter with a prepared script, but they'd be able to take questions on the fly. And do you know why? They would have no fear of being debunked, ever. Because you can't debunk somebody that's not lying. It's just not possible. Otherwise, Dan Bongino wouldn't be like, hey, debunk this on his website. This stuff is just redonkulous. You know, I mean, it just shows that them allowing Massacre Mitch to hashtag and trend, it shows that big tech bias has a huge double standard. I mean, like, for example, somebody's like, I think her name is Karen or something. Karen hates Trump on Twitter. And I'm like, really? You're allowing this person to carry on hate speech like that and to post nasty things about Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump? Whenever I say nasty, I'm talking about, like, you know, I agree with Steven Crowder. There's no such thing as hate speech. But there is such thing as just, like, foul, nasty comments. that you just should never say to somebody. Like, you can tell they're not even joking. The things that I say and I laugh about it. It's a joke, you know what I'm saying? Now, it's probably not the best thing to say to somebody. But, you know, people need to learn how to take a joke sometimes. F you if you can't take a joke, you know? And as crazy as that may sound, I don't care at this point, dude. It's just, it's basically been online and social justice warriors want to say in so many words that it's a crime that you defend your country now. Huh. Oh, really? That's what I've got to say about that. Oh, really? I go on to Twitter to defend my country. I don't know about you. I use Twitter as picking up a megaphone, and I start telling people what is the deal. If you don't like that, that's on you. But you don't have to make other people who want to defend their country suffer because you simply disagree. It's ridiculous. But there's so much money coming from George Soros and Jim Murren that it doesn't matter. I'm sorry, allegedly. Allegedly. You know, one day, one of their patsies are gonna squeal. I said this on the last one. One of their patsies are eventually gonna squeal. And on top of that, I cannot believe that all these patsies all of a sudden have a manifesto in their possession somehow. Or they had a manifesto somewhere. Like, they've written this manifesto that they're gonna do what they're gonna do. And they expect us to believe it. Just like they expect everybody in the Philippines to believe that their president is such a bad guy. Does that sound familiar? You know, it's just ridiculous. Patsies and their sudden manifesto possessions. All of a sudden, every single one of them has a manifesto. Have you ever seen the show You on Netflix? Go watch it. At the very end, a manifesto is involved. Huh. Whatever, dude. You know, Rep. Elijah Cummings is a disgrace to the Great Seal of the United States. Rep. Elijah Cummings has derailed more hearings than I've ever thought was possible. Anytime somebody comes up with something substantial to say, he craps all over it. And I'm not talking about just crap, it's nasty diarrhea crap. And it's just like, dude, come on, man. Come on. Come on, man. You know, I'm not trying to be vulgar. I'm trying to make a point here. The dude is a disgrace. Everything that comes out of his mouth is diarrhea talk. It's never substantial. It doesn't amount to anything. It's ridiculous what he does. If you don't believe me, you should watch it yourself. Go look up Elijah Cummings at hearings, or just look up Trey Gowdy. He's talked over Trey Gowdy before, or tried to, and it didn't work. Look, allegedly, I'm just gonna say alleged for this, because you know. Elizabeth Warren promotes alcoholism. Now that's not alleged. She really was on my Twitter promoting alcoholism. You know, you get those promoted tweets. She says, come have a drink with me. Everybody asks, hey, how do I have a beer with you? Well, now's your chance. Come have a beer with me. Okay. Well, I don't drink. Why are you promoting this crap to me? But she also, allegedly, promotes radicalization of American citizens with her resist school. A school that teaches you how to resist. Resist what? Oh, I'm just gonna go ahead and probably say, I'm gonna make an educated guess and say the law. Resist politicians. Resist any kind of enforcement of our Constitution. I mean, what she's doing is treason. And Twitter doesn't even want you to post the video. There's a video of her. Look up Elizabeth Warren Resist School on YouTube and find the one where it's a commercial where she's promoting this Resist School. You know, I don't know if I told you guys this recently, but I was recently suspended from Twitter by some guy who was promoting the freaking agenda of the mass shooting crap. He's sitting there in so many words promoting mass shooting, showing you all this footage of it. He probably shouldn't be showing you. He should be giving to the cops. But no, he's showing you. Okay, sure. But yeah, he gets me suspended from Twitter. I couldn't believe that. I still can't believe that. Objects by CRM. That's where you find them. Objects by C as in Cali, R as in regular, M as in macaroni. Now we're moving on to something else. Firemen are narcissistic douchebags. The majority of them are. You know, my next door neighbor, who happens to be a fireman, used our city's taxpayer-funded fire truck to run a personal errand. What was this errand, you may ask? I don't know. He stopped by his house, ran inside, ran back out, got back in the fire truck, backed out with, and he had people in there with him, and he left. And they all gave him the okay to do this. They all said it's basically okay to take something that is taxpayer-funded. Now, if a fire truck is not taxpayer-funded, and the gas for that fire truck is not taxpayer-funded, and the use of that vehicle is not taxpayer-funded, then I stand corrected. But as far as I understand, our taxes pay for fire and rescue. Am I wrong? Do our local taxes not pay to be protected by the cops, by the fire department, by the army, National Guard, military? Come on, dude. It's ridiculous. How are you gonna use a fire truck to run a personal errand? That is ridiculous. Believe me, bro. Believe me. I will be talking to your superiors. I will. Believe me. Which brings me to another point. Peeping Tom's from the Devil's Hideaway that's down the street from me. And I only say Devil's Hideaway because of the negative connotation that the word devil has. But it's really Squire's Rest. It's a bar. You walk by it. I walk by it, and I notice somebody who's like going out of their way to like oogle me through the window, which is on the second story, like staring at me like weirdly, right? Well, if this is any kind of like indication of what like they want to accuse me of doing, because sometimes I sit in front of my window, and I used to vape in front of my window. But now I don't vape, so now I just enjoy the view. I see mountains everywhere I look out here. And so I want to enjoy the view, open my window, get some fresh air. Well, people come home and they think that I'm sitting there looking at them. No, I was there first. I was already looking out the window for about, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. And on my phone and listening to my own music. But people in this town are so childish, cliquish, narcissistic, I might add, and immature, that they'll actually sit there and complain about the fact that I'm using my own amenities in my own home. How ridiculous is that?